It's a very busy week, the third to last week of the legislative session.
The third to last week, and in some ways I will say it couldn't have gotten here soon enough, but here we are, still working hard. Actually, this Monday we were supposed to have summoned as a result of a subpoena sent to Mary Kogut, the head of Planned Parenthood, and to Dr. James Miller of Pathology Services. Those summons to come before a committee of the whole in the Senate were canceled because an agreement was reached that said that no patient privacy would be compromised and none of the paperwork or emails around any patient privacy would be needed in order to answer Kurt Schaefer's subpoena. So we just move forward with a regular session that, again, that summons and that meeting of the committee of the whole was canceled. I think that it looks to me as if this week anti-choice legislation outside of the budget that we passed, the other anti-choice bills don't seem to be moving forward. So I think that's good news from people like me who respect a woman's right to choose. We did have a photo ID filibuster this week in our session. This is the third time the photo ID legislation has been brought to the floor, and the Democrats, frankly, hung together, and I think it's being called a six-hour filibuster last night. It ended at 2 a.m, the bill being laid over, and we'll see where that ends up. Many of us have been told that this is a legislative priority of the majority party, but thus far, the Democrats have stood strong and been able to hold off moving a bill forward that would essentially disenfranchise over 200,000 Missouri voters because they would not have appropriate identification to show for their right to vote at the polls. The big news this week was that in committee, SJR, Senate Joint Resolution 39, and you may remember that because the Democrats filibustered that bill for, the hours vary depending upon who you talk to, but I'm saying for 39 hours. So SJR 39 that we tried to stop in the Senate with a 39-hour filibuster was now stopped this week in a House committee where the bill was voted upon, and with a tie vote of 6-6, that legislation fails. That legislation, Senate Joint Resolution 39, is now dead, which means the state of Missouri, at least for one more year, will not be enshrining discrimination into Missouri's Constitution. So that was the big news this week. As we look forward to next week, you know, again, I'm not sure that we're done with the photo ID legislation moving forward, but I am working hard to study not only the conference committees, which I'll be serving on to see if we can get the Senate and the House to agree on what portions of legislation will pass with regard to certain bills, but also I'll be continuing to study the utility bills that may be moving forward that I think will be, in essence, removing oversight of the Public Service Commission from our water, gas, and electric utilities, resulting in, maybe not so much in the short term, but over the long term, much higher rates to our consumers. So I'm all about protection of our consumers. I'm continuing to study those bills and to work hard to be prepared to discuss those on the floor. All of you listening, I appreciate that and have a great week.